If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
All right, so Chelsea versus Nottingham Forest, huh? A draw. Doesn't sound too exciting at first glance, right? But trust me, this match has some hidden depths we gotta unpack.
Absolutely. This wasn't just about the points on the board. It gave us a real peek behind the curtain of both these teams, where they're at in the Premier League, tactics, those standout player moments, and of course, how Chelsea's looking under Potter.
And for this deep dive, we've got ESPN UK's post-match analysis to thank. Their commentators were spot on with their breakdown.
Couldn't agree more. Right off the bat, you got to talk about Nottingham Forest. I mean, holding their own against Chelsea is impressive, but doing it with 10 men, that's a whole other level.
Total underdog story. Yeah. But the commentators made it clear. This wasn't just luck for Forest. They were learning, adapting, especially from how Brighton messed up against Chelsea.
You got it. Brighton got caught out playing way too high up against that Chelsea lineup. But Forest, they did their homework, man. Discipline, waited for the right moments, boom, point earned. Really proves sometimes you got to learn from other teams' mistakes, you know?
Good artists copy, great artists steal, right? Or, in this case, smart teams learn from others' blunders. And speaking of smart, can we talk about those goalkeepers? Sanchez for Chelsea, Turner for Forest, they were on fire. You must have been on the edge of your seat.
Oh, 100%. This match could have been 5-0 either way if it weren't for those guys. Sanchez pulling off saves left and right, then there's Turner, down a man, facing attack after attack. Talk about a wall.
Exactly why we love this sport, right? The drama, the skill. But beyond those highlight reel saves, there's this theme emerging around Chelsea, something both the commentators and Potter himself keep saying. Trust the process.
Now that's interesting, especially with Chelsea's track record, right?
Right. They weren't exactly famous for their patience with managers before.
Bit of a revolving door situation, you could say, but now.
Yeah.
It's different. Seems like everyone, from Potter down, gets that this rebuild takes time. And maybe, just maybe, they're finally on board.
And maybe it's because of this unique mix of players they've got now. You have those young guns, Jackson, Mudryk, all hungry to prove themselves.
And then you've got those experienced players bringing that veteran leadership to the pitch.
And that leads to the question those commentators were grappling with. How does Potter find that balance? Bringing those young guys along, but also using the experience of those established names.
Yeah. Should he have given those youngsters more playing time earlier? Tough question. No easy answer. Definitely something to keep an eye on.
It's a pivotal time for Chelsea. Figuring things out, finding that rhythm. And get this. They've got a brutal run of games coming up. Really going to test that whole trust the process thing.
You know, it's funny how this whole trust the process thing with Chelsea, it kind of makes you think about another big team that's been in the news, right? Manchester United. And even though he's not at Chelsea, Pochettino's name always seems to come up when people talk about building a team, giving young players a shot.
Yeah, for sure. Pochettino, he's got that reputation. Makes you wonder if that's something Manchester United could use a little of themselves right now. So, how's Potter's style different? What does it tell us about where Chelsea wants to be down the line?
Well, if you listen to those commentators, Potter, he's all about building a certain way of playing, you know? Teamwork, patience, building from the back. It's less about individual players being flashy, even with all the big names they've got.
Which, let's face it, is a bit of a change for Chelsea, right? They haven't always been known for their patience.
Totally. It's like they're rewriting their own story a bit. And speaking of stories, Chelsea's got a wild chapter coming up. Liverpool, Newcastle, Manchester United, back to back to back. Talk about a tough stretch.
No kidding. That's a murderer's row of opponents. Even the most diehard Chelsea fan would have to be a little nervous about that run.
Absolutely. That's where this whole trust the process idea really gets put to the test. I mean, let's be real. Expecting them to just steamroll those teams, that's asking a lot.
So what should we be watching for then? If wins aren't everything at this point, what matters most for Chelsea fans?
Good question. And it's something the ESPN guys were talking about too. More than just the scoreline, it's about seeing if Chelsea can keep their identity against these top teams.
Keep their cool, stick to the plan, even under pressure.
Exactly. Can they show that they're building something real, something that can compete, even if the wins aren't there yet? Those are the real signs of progress. Rome wasn't built in a day, right?
And neither are Premier League titles, I guess.
Exactly. And you know what's interesting? This whole thing about Chelsea, maybe they're becoming the example of patience, long-term thinking. The commentators, they were really going on about it. One even said that Chelsea's approach, it's exactly what Manchester United needs.
Whoa, hold on. Now that's a hot take. Manchester United, the team everyone expects to dominate, taking notes from Chelsea, that's not something you hear every day.
It makes you think, right? You've got Manchester United, this club that's basically royalty in English football, and they're trying to find their footing again.
And then there's Chelsea. Used to be all about quick fixes and winning now. Suddenly they're all about taking their time, focusing on the process.
And it's that contrast, that potential role reversal, that's what makes it so interesting to watch. Are we seeing a whole new way of thinking about success in the Premier League?
It's like these two giants of the game, both on these journeys, figuring out who they are in this new era of football. It's fascinating to think about, isn't it? Are we witnessing a power shift in the Premier League? Are we entering an era where patience and process trump the old win-now mentality?
It's the million-dollar question, and honestly, we probably won't have a definitive answer for a few seasons at least, but that's what makes following football so exciting. It's like this living, breathing organism that's constantly evolving.
And sometimes it's those subtle shifts, those behind-the-scenes evolutions that tell the real story, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And in the case of Chelsea, even though that match against Nottingham Forest ended in a draw, it gave us so much to unpack. The tactical chess match, the incredible goalkeeping displays, it all points to a team that's very much a work in progress.
It's like watching a sculptor slowly chip away at a block of marble, right? You might not see the finished masterpiece just yet, but you can sense the potential, the shape of things to come. And I have to admit, as someone who loves an underdog story, there's something really intriguing about seeing Chelsea embrace this new approach.
It definitely challenges their own history, doesn't it? And that's what makes it so compelling. Can a club that's been so synonymous with instant gratification truly change its stripes and commit to a long-term vision?
Only time will tell. But in the meantime, I think we can all agree that Chelsea's journey under Graham Potter will be one to watch, win, lose, or draw.
Absolutely. And I think that's the biggest takeaway from this deep dive. Don't just focus on the score lines. Pay attention to the nuances, the subtle signs of growth, those moments where you see a team developing its identity.
Because those are the moments that often foreshadow the future of football, the moments that tell us which way the winds of change are blowing. So, to our listeners out there, the next time you're watching Chelsea, or really any team in the Premier League, don't just watch the ball. Watch for those signs of evolution. You might just catch a glimpse of the future of the beautiful game.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.